With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Biden administration calling on Congress for nearly $100 billion, that for emergency disaster aid in the recent hurricanes. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
In a letter to the Speaker of the House, the president said additional resources are critical to continue to support communities hit hard by hurricanes Helene and Milton and other natural disasters. The largest share of the money, about $40 billion, would go to the main disaster relief fund at the Federal Emergency Management Agency. The fund helps with debris removal, repairing public infrastructure, and providing financial assistance to survivors. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, if you are traveling over the Thanksgiving holiday, pack a little patience in your luggage. Could be very crowded. AAA says 80 million Americans expected to be out and about over the long Thanksgiving weekend. And spokeswoman IODS says it's not just a weekend anymore.
You've always been told Wednesday is the worst day to travel before Thanksgiving, and then Sunday's the busiest day to come back. But what we've noticed over the past few years is that people have changed how they travel and when they leave. And now more people are leaving on Tuesday before Thanksgiving. A lot of schools are closed on Wednesday, so families with kids are taking off on Tuesday instead of Wednesday. And then instead of coming back on Sunday, they're coming back on Monday.
Spirit Airlines filing for bankruptcy protection and will attempt to reboot as it struggles to recover from the swoon in travel and a failed attempt to sell the airline recently to JetBlue. Now, Spirit has lost more than $2.5 billion since the start of 2020, the start of the pandemic, and faces looming debt payments totaling more than $1 billion over the next year. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are smoking pot.
It's nowhere near a majority, but it's about twice as many as before states began legalizing the drug. The latest from the Gallup organization finds 15% of adults admit they use marijuana regularly. It was just 7% a decade ago. Men smoke more than women, young people more than older folks, and twice as many Democrats as Republicans. Experts, including clergymen, have warned that legalization will lead to more drug use. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats grappling with how to handle transgender politics and policy following a devastating loss to President Trump and the GOP. Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton of Massachusetts says there are just a number of issues where we are out of touch. And one survey says more than half of voters believe support for transgenderism in government and society has simply gone too far. This is SRN News. If you are in the market for a new car, be prepared for some sticker shock. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett with that story.
Americans paid a whopping $47,612 on average for a new car in October, according to data from Edmunds. That's a jump of almost $10,000 from October 2019, ahead of the pandemic. That means the new car prices have risen much faster than most goods and services. But much of the reason Americans are paying nearly $50,000 for cars is that automakers decided to go all in on expensive cars. The cheaper cars remaining are generally from foreign brands. Bernie Bennett reporting.
U.S. government's automobile safety ratings will be getting a major update. That'll start with the 2026 model year. At that time, regulators say they will add new driver assistance technologies and tests for protecting pedestrians. Wall Street Monday, the Dow was off 55 points. More details at SRNnews.com.